from the Seven Feathers Casino Studio. KQEN weather forecast. Today, sunny and a high near 67 degrees. Tonight, clear and 36 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. Thursday, sunny and 73. And Friday, warming up, sunny and a high near 80 degrees expected. Up to 38 degrees now. KQEN news time is 8:32.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply, Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis. Thanks for coming in.
I thank you.
So you put out some information recently we wanted to kind of unpack for folks about another service available for veterans from the clerk's office, and that regards the discharge paper, DD-214. Tell us about what's available.
So the DD-214 is a record that's used for a lot of purposes for a veteran. And with the recent fires, I thought that I should remind veterans that if you lose that paper, there's a way to keep a safe storage here at the county clerk's office. The state legislature has, in the past, made it a statute that we are required to record those free for all veterans.
And that's probably something people aren't aware of. I know that during the fires, one of the things I heard about here locally and out east of Springfield is because the intense heat with which this historic wildfire and wildfires hit the region, that some people's, even some safes didn't make it through.
Right. So if a veteran has not taken advantage of this service, I really encourage it. It's a safe alternative to a safe that will be protected at our courthouse.
And for some people, you move around, a box gets misplaced here or there. And experts talk about all the information that you should have ready access to. Yet for a lot of people, things like this, they maybe, if you ask them, where is it? They're really not sure.
Right. And that paper can help with VA health care benefits, VA loans, GI Bill, state benefits, even getting an ID. Sometimes when you get employed with the federal government, you need to show that DD-214. Some veteran organizations ask you for that. And even if you want to get a proper military funeral for your for yourself, or if you're caring for a veteran, you need that DD-214.
Well, and so it seems like it is basically kind of a very often used navigation tool for people that have been veterans and have served the country, and one of the benefits afforded them. Is it something that the clerk's office here or other places, has this service just been available for a while, or is it something kind of new?
It's pretty much nationwide. All county clerks will record these. Most every veteran, as they leave the service, are told, take advantage of this service wherever you go to reside and record it at the county clerk's office, and it's given free.
So let's say somebody's here now, they get it recorded with you, they move on, they move out of state, 5 years up the road, they're looking around, are they still going to be able to access it from Douglas County then?
Absolutely. We have a form online. They just fill that form out wherever they're at and send it to us, and we will send their DD-214 to them free of charge.
And I would imagine that if you don't do this, you lose it somewhere along the way. Getting 1 year after you're out of the service is a bit of a clunky situation.
Right. The National Archives on the East Coast during this pandemic is taking weeks and months to get DD-214s to veterans that are requesting them.
So it'd be a service that people ought to really consider. Again, you said this is being done free of charge, right?
Absolutely.
So if people want to find out more about how to do that, I mean, if somebody is listening and says, okay, I should do that, do they submit it online? Do they come down? What do they do?
They can submit it to us by mail, but we are open. We're able to take in-person visits, and we're able to answer all the questions they have on the phone.
Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis. By the way, election coming up for special districts next month. Tell us about some of the dates for that.
So the ballots are created. They're going out on April 29th this month. Our overseas military folks are already receiving those, and we're actually getting some of those back from the overseas military folks. But for everyone else here in the county, they'll be mailed to you on the 29th of April, and the election is May 18th.
All right, Daniel Loomis, Douglas County Clerk, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
837 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.